Well, on my end, it's a huge difference now. That's as much
Okay,
as I can
cool.
say.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sweet. Nice. I'm an audio engineer.
Hello and welcome to the Super Bayern Podcast. After a fantastic start to the season, Bayern Munich have been far from impressive in their recent Bundesliga games. The Bavarians fell short in a 2-2 draw against Stuttgart just earlier today, making it three straight Bundesliga draws for Julian Nagelsmann's side. Bayern now have just a few days left to get things straightened out ahead of their huge Champions League clash with Barcelona on Tuesday. I'm Benjamin Scott, and I'm here to talk about Bayern's Bundesliga form and their upcoming game against Barcelona with my friends Tim Richards.
Hello there.
And Sebastian Zimmerman.
Hi.
Well, gentlemen, like I mentioned in the introduction to the podcast here, it hasn't really been going great for Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga recently. Of course, they just came off of a pretty solid win against Inter Milan in the Champions League earlier this week, but back in Germany, they just cannot get things straightened out. I mean, the last time we talked, Tim, you had just come back from the game against Gladbach where you were in the stadium, and you kind of came to the conclusion that it wasn't really time to be panicking or to be too upset right now. You kind of said it's a draw that almost felt like a win, and of course, Jan Sommer had that literally record-breaking performance in against Bayern there. And so 2 games later in the Bundesliga, still, you know, another 1-1 draw against Union Berlin, who, of course, they're a good team. They're playing well this season. But Stuttgart, a 2-2 draw against Stuttgart in the Allianz Arena. Tim, I'm kind of going to come back to you now with a similar question I asked last time. Should fans start to be concerned now? Should Julian Nagelsmann start to be concerned now that maybe things aren't looking as positive as they were coming into the season?
I don't necessarily think that this is something to worry about, because I do believe that the issues are very clear. I think that you can maybe say that it's that Neuer has kind of not been at his absolute best recently. He's getting older. He's 36, 37 now. If he's not at the top of his game, that's not a huge surprise. I still think he's been capable of pulling off really great saves. This isn't the best that we've ever seen him. He's still fantastic and undroppable. In terms of the defense, I think all of the defenders have been doing really well too. I'm one of Pavard's biggest critics. I think the way that he's been playing has been exactly what I've been looking for, like, this whole time. He's done a really great job getting forward. He's still really secure in the back as well. I think that's great. I think Upamecano, yeah, he had that one blip against Gladbach, but even so, outside of that, for like 89 and a half minutes, he was still really consistent, very reliable. De Ligt as well, another guy that's come in, and it's almost as if he's been playing with the team for seasons. Like, he's so great on the ball, so composed, exactly what you want from a central defender. And Lucas Hernandez as well, Alfonso Davies, everybody in defense is doing really well. So it's not that Bayern are, well, it's not that they're losing games, because they're not. They're still undefeated this season, which, again, like, that's kind of a whole other thing of, like, we're not losing games, so why is there this panic? But I don't think it's Bayern kind of like throwing away these victories. I think it's Bayern aren't doing enough to win. And maybe that sounds really obvious and kind of a bit irrelevant to say, but I think the issues have come in attack. But even then, that kind of comes with this caveat of, you know, a few weeks ago we were saying that this was the best that Bayern have been. I think in the space of 3 weeks, this has gone from, this is the best start that Bayern have had in the Bundesliga for years, and now this is the worst one in over 10 years. And so much of that comes down to the way that the attack are playing. But that's quite strange as well, because Jamal Musiala is at the highest level that he's been at. Thomas Müller, I don't think this is the highest that he's been at, but he's still performing to a very good standard. The way that Koeman was playing in his first couple of games back, really reassuring to see that. Okay, his performance against Milan wasn't or against Inter Milan wasn't the best that we've seen of him, but I think he still did a pretty good job. Leroy Sané, this is the best that we've seen of him. Sadio Mane, yeah, okay, he's had like some goals disallowed, but he's otherwise been doing pretty much exactly what you expect of him. So if the defence is doing really well, the attack's doing really well, and the double pivot of Sabitzer and Kimmich is also doing really well. Okay, today it was Goretzka and Kimmich. What exactly is the problem? And I think it comes down to a personnel issue, because it can't be the squad. If the squad is playing as well as they are playing, I think you have to start pointing the finger at the guys like Serge Gnabry, who today was atrocious. I think this was such a poor performance of him. The fact that he played 80 minutes is staggering. I think he should have been taken off at half time. I was really disappointed to see Tell come off, because at least, yeah, okay, if he makes a mistake, it's kind of fine. He's 17 years old and still really holding his own in this in this squad and against like seasoned professionals. I think it was great to see him get a goal. It was really disappointing to see him come off. Compared that, it's the fact that guys like him and Musiala and Davies are comfortably outshining like the veterans in attack in Serge Gnabry. I know he's only 27, 20, I think he's 27. So to call him a veteran is maybe, you know, not entirely accurate. But this is a guy that so many of us wanted to really kick on, and he hasn't. And it's very, very frustrating. I think elsewhere you can maybe make the argument that this was a really poor game from Kimmich as well. He had a really terrible preseason, and I think there was a lot of discussion around what his role's going to be if he continues to play at that sort of level. And then his games in the Bundesliga have been really good. His games against Inter Milan was really good. It's like today he was playing so just lazily and really clumsy, and it just didn't look like he was taking it at all seriously. I think the whole thing where he gave the ball away because like he got like his shirt was pulled. I said in our chat that that's the sort of thing that you kind of, well, me being quite cynical, you kind of want that to be punished, because I was a bit disappointed that that goal didn't stand, because I thought it was so reckless of him to just take, to like receive the ball with his back to an opponent that's pressing him, and just to be so careless about it and really laid back and slow. I expect so much better from him, and I know that he is capable of it, but I think you can, of the three draws that came about, I think you can kind of give a reason for all of them. For Gladbach, Jan Sommer, game of his life. He always does well against Bayern. This was the absolute best performance he's ever put in. I think you can kind of say, it sucks, but we get it. Against Union Berlin, again, they all played really, really well. And it's not like Union Berlin are a team facing relegation. They have quietly become one of the best teams in the Bundesliga. So in that sense, you can say, I get it. Today, this was entirely on the players. In particular, it was on two players that should have been so much better than they actually are. It's ironic that it's two players that came from Stuttgart initially. I think ahead of the Barcelona game and ahead of the entire season, I'm expecting Kimmich to turn it around. He does that. That's what he does. And he thrives on big moments. You need to see so much more from Gnabry going forward. And I know that he is kind of a Champions League style player. Like, his best games have come against Tottenham, against Chelsea, against Lyon. Like, he is good in those moments. But at the moment, he does not get into the starting 11 for me. This was a big shame. I would actually rather, I would have like a front four of Sané, Mane, Müller, Musiala, and potentially have Tell off of the bench before Gnabry, because he's been really lackluster these past few weeks. And this game was, in my opinion, the pinnacle of all of that. So as a whole, I don't think Bayern have to worry if they address what that weak point is. And it's a personal issue rather than the entire squad.
So a lot to unpack there. So I want to comment on a few things and then we'll go over to Sebastian. But I think maybe not singling out, but calling out certain players, I think you're right, at least in naming Serge Gnabry. I think that it's really disappointing to see how he started off the season because of the way that we kind of ended up backing him over the summer. You know, at first it seemed like he might leave, and then he stayed, and we were excited, and it seemed like this new formation was just going to get the best out of him, and we still haven't seen that at all this season. And I agree, today was just a really poor performance from him, which normally I wouldn't be too upset about, but today, you know, that this is a day where he could have stepped up and he could have proven that he needs to be in the starting lineup more often, and instead I think he showed the opposite. He was outplayed by Musiala, by Tell, when Tell wasn't even, I think, playing in the position that best suited him in this front four, which I think you could probably say is the same about Gnabry as well. As for Kimmich, I do think that he was far, maybe not too far, but he wasn't at his best today. And I say that as someone who thinks that Kimmich has maybe been the best player for Bayern over the course of this season, just in general. But I am hesitant to blame him entirely, because I think a lot of that, a lot of the I guess, lack of a good performance that came from him today was because of who he was partnered with in midfield, and that's Leon Goretzka. I think that there's just a huge difference between what we were seeing with Marcel Sabitzer leading up to this game, partnering Kimmich, sitting in the hole, being that buffer to the defense, from what we saw from Leon Goretzka today, who I really didn't think was up to scratch at all. But Sebastian, I want to hear your thoughts, I guess, on the game. Do you think that we're at Bayern are in a state where we can, fans should start to worry? Do you think that this is largely a personnel issue? And maybe you can talk a little bit about the substitutions that we saw from Julian Nagelsmann toward the end of the game.
Yeah. I guess let me start by saying I'm not too much concerned. I mean, the Bundesliga table is not looking too bad, like not even bad at all, to be honest. We are in first place right now because, I mean, we're probably not going to keep it until the end of the match day, but still, I guess, kind of fine. Like, we're not, like, a lot of points behind someone who's looking like they are going to run away with the Bundesliga, so that's not the situation we're in. Also, we made a good first step in the Champions League, so I'm not overly concerned. There's another reason why I'm not too concerned, and that is I feel like these problems that we have seen are certainly fixable. Like, they are not these huge things where you think, like, oh no, how are we ever going to fix this? Not at all. I don't know if I'm understanding Tim correctly here. I don't want to overinterpret that, and I hope I'm doing your points justice here, but I think it sounded a bit like you're taking the blame off Nagelsmann when you said that it's basically about the players and certain players more specifically. And I think, yeah, I want to address that a bit, because if that's what you were saying, I don't totally agree there. And yeah, Ben, you mentioned something there that's definitely a part of that. I'm not happy with the substitutions we saw today, because these are substitutions that you kind of make when you're not just barely ahead. These are the kind of substitutions that you make when you basically got it in the bag already, and it didn't ever kind of seem like we had this completely in the bag. I mean, we just made the second goal, and we were one goal up, and then you basically take off two of your strongest players today. With Müller, it's not quite as clear. I think I would have kept Müller on for a bit longer too, I suppose. But yeah, especially Tell and Mazraoui, I think they looked really good today. They looked like, especially Tell looked like he might score once more. I like Stanisic, and obviously there's not much to be said against getting Sané on with the form he has been in. But I think, yeah, I don't know, you gotta have to prefer taking Gnabry off in that situation, for example. So I don't think we were doing ourselves any favors there with those substitutions. Also, I mean, I didn't hate Goretzka today, not at all, but Well, it was maybe a bit early to give him those 90 minutes because he was not doing the greatest job there. I didn't think he played poorly or anything. But yeah, as you mentioned, he didn't do the job that Sabitzer used to be doing for us. And that's kind of what we would have wanted there. I think he was too far up the pitch at times and started some situations in the back that I didn't like. And yeah, so that's kind of a problem. And to address the overall situation a bit more, I think, I'm rather talking about the club, I guess. I think people were too happy with how things were going, especially after the Gladbach game. I mean, I totally get what Nagelsmann said in that situation, that this was a pretty good game, maybe better than the other ones. But looking back now, maybe that would have been the situation to say, man, you gotta win that game. Getting as many chances as that, you gotta finish, and you need to score a couple of goals, and then you're going to win this game decisively. And that's what should have happened. And as I said, looking back now, that would have been the time to say it, I think. And yeah, it just seems like there were too many excuses for not winning those games. And I think better late than never, I think this is now the time to address this. I think Nagelsmann kind of addressed this before the game, but apparently it was not enough, right? What did he say? Let me see whether I can get it together and whether I can put that into English. He said something like, if anybody's, using the handbrake. So basically in German, I don't know whether that works in English, whether that's a conventional metaphor or anything. You do something with the handbrake kind of not all the way out, basically. So mit angezogener Handbremse means doing something like half-heartedly.
Right.
And that's kind of what he said there. And he said, if anybody does that, if anybody plays with angezogener Handbremse, this weekend they can use the parking brake, I suppose, midweek, which I interpret as if somebody is not giving their all in this game this weekend, they are not going to play against Barcelona, because against Barcelona we can especially not afford that. That's how I understood that. So I think Nagelsmann definitely realized that. Yeah, people were just too happy with themselves. They were just a bit overconfident and just, yeah, thinking, we are doing so well. And, I mean, we just had two draws that should have really been wins. But still, people were just way too happy with themselves, way too happy with the performances. And I think Nagelsmann knew that, but, he kind of failed to get that across to his players, I would say, after the game today. I really hope this is the wake-up call now. Because for me, this is largely a mentality issue. Of course, there's also some bad luck in between, like that De Ligt situation. I don't think he means to foul the guy. Also, he doesn't really kind of do anything to that guy's shot. So he really gets the shot off and then he fouls him. Well, and absolutely without intention. So that's really bad luck. There were a couple of situations like that. Obviously, also on the other side, we talked about that too. A couple of stupid decisions by Stuttgart players that were also a bit unlucky there with those goals that were taken away from them. But yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes. So yeah, I think this mentality issue is, among other things though, the biggest problem right now. Because yeah, we need to make sure that we win the games and then pat ourselves on the shoulder and say, yeah, did a good job there. And not just saying, okay, we dominated again, but it again was a 1-1 or a 2-2. That's just not good enough. And as I said, Nagelsmann knows that, but yeah, he needs to get that across to his players before the Barcelona game.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about, you know, what's gone wrong. I feel like we'd be doing Matisse Tell a bit of an injustice if we didn't at least speak on him and his performance, and maybe even Nusair Mazraoui as well. Both of them got their first Bundesliga start today, and Matisse Tell became Bayern's youngest ever goal scorer in the Bundesliga. Tim, what did you make of their performance? Obviously, we saw Tell play in the DFB Pokal not that long ago as well. So does he look like at least so far, you know, we can only make judgments based on what we've seen, and maybe it's a little too early, but we're going to do it anyway. Does he look like he's going to be kind of another star player? He's going to be worth the cost that we paid for him. Are the signs early just overwhelmingly positive? Or do you think, you know, maybe we shouldn't jump the gun too much, that he hasn't really been too impressive starting out?
I think in situations with players that young, with like such, obviously, like, you're going to look at the price tag, and that's going to be the most important thing for like fans, because it's like, okay, can he live up to that? Like, he's the only, outside of Choupo-Moting, he's like the only proper centre forward after Lewandowski. There's like a lot of, I said his name again, sorry. Like, there's a lot of pressure that's going to be put on this guy. I think all you can do is just be patient and understand that he will make mistakes. If he doesn't, that's just alarming. I won't complain if he doesn't make a mistake, but I think it would be, it's not something to say, oh, this guy's useless. Like, if he has a bad game, I think it would be really, really wrong and quite dangerous to like jump on him if he doesn't make the right pass, or if he shoots and it goes wide, or like horrendously far over the bar. I think the thing that I really like about him and like other younger players, like when Musiala was coming through, obviously he's now in his like third proper season with Bayern, so it's different to call him like a youth player, but somebody that is that young, it's really nice and really reassuring to see that they want the ball and they're willing to try certain things, and they want to play their football. And if that means, you know, doing like some form of flick or like a fancy shot from like outside of the box, then if that works for them, if that makes them feel comfortable, that will help them get settled into the team a lot more. As I don't know many people that would have been prepared to take the shot that he did or do like any of the moves that he was doing in the cup. And yeah, okay, you can say third division team, whatever. He's still doing that amongst other professionals and people that have got like 100, 200 senior caps, like whoever it is. It's really reassuring to see that this guy just wants to do what he can do, and he wants to show that. And I think that's a really important thing, because it would be so easy for this young guy to just kind of be quite passive and like get the ball, pass it, and not really, you know, make an impact on the game or on the squad as a whole. I think the time that we saw him against Stuttgart, I think it was good. Obviously, the goal is great. That's one thing that's really going to work in his favour. And I don't think, like, no one could possibly take that away from him. And it was a really good finish. It was like he was in the box at the right time. He took the shot. I think you kind of need that. I don't want to describe it as arrogance, because I don't think it is arrogant to take a shot at goal if you're in the box and you're a forward. I think it's exactly what you're supposed to do. But considering there are other players there, like Müller, like Goretzka, like Gnabry, like all of these senior players, if he's the guy that's willing to take that shot, I think that's a huge vote of confidence in his favour going forward. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen next week. You don't know what's going to happen against Barcelona. You don't know what's going to happen next season. There's every chance that, you know, sometimes a young player starts off really, really well and they get one bad injury and that's it. And it's always sad when that happens. So you just kind of have to take every opportunity as it comes to you. And I think in terms of the opportunities that have been given to Tell so far, he's taken them really, really well. And I'm looking forward to seeing more from him. I don't know if he's like ready to start as like the nine for Bayern, but I can see him getting more and more time, because he's clearly comfortable on the pitch, and he wasn't like the perfect player today. I think you said earlier that the players didn't like that front four were clearly like unfamiliar working with each other in that way. That's something that comes over time, and I'm hoping to see more of it in the future. I think he's a really exciting guy. He seems to have a great mentality behind him. And if he can like stay grounded and just keep working and doing what he can with the opportunities that he's given, I think he could grow into a really promising player.
I'll go ahead and turn over to you, Sebastian, because Tim primarily spoke about Matisse Thel, and I know you're just eager to speak on Nusair Mazraoui. So what did you think about his first real Bundesliga performances, his first start? How did he look? He got obviously got the assist for Musiala's goal, but otherwise, how did he look at right back? What did you think of him? And then maybe talk about the back line as a whole, because Matthijs de Ligt obviously gave away that penalty at the end of the game that ended up resulting in the draw. But otherwise, how has he looked filling in that Bayern back line?
Yeah, I think Mazraoui did a really good job today. I mean, Pavard had been among the better players in most of those games recently. And I think Mazraoui was not even half a step behind. I think he definitely picked up where Pavard left off, just in a somewhat different way, I would say. They are very different players, as we all know. I think Mazraoui is the quicker player. He's the more, well, I guess you need to be differentiate there a bit more. I was going to say he's the technically stronger player, but I would say Pavard also has some technical skills, just in kind of different departments. For example, Pavard's shots are very good in terms of technique, so I definitely don't want to take that away from him. But yeah, Mazraoui clearly is the better dribbler, and that's just something you have to love back there. And I think when we're talking about the whole back line, Davies also had a great game. Even if, again, I think the Davies's performances this season have been very divisive, strangely, I think. Like, if you look at what different media have been saying and what fans have been saying, I think that has been pretty divisive. Pretty night and day. I think both of those guys played really, really well today. Not quite so sure with the more central guys on that back line. I don't think they were strictly very bad. I would rather say they made pretty good games for the most part, but then there were some situations where they suddenly didn't do a very good job. I would definitely not say that all of the blame goes to them. Of course, it's just like not everything is happening automatically for them yet, because there have been a lot of changes back there. As you said, Mazraoui, this was his first start. Also, De Ligt only has been starting very recently. So you have to expect that there are some miscommunications. Manuel Neuer not having his best day. Goretzka, a different guy in front of them, is also not helping. So I think it's probably a bit unfair if we judge them a bit too harshly. But I think compared to what those guys on the outside have been doing, Upamecano and De Ligt haven't been doing exactly great, I would say. I think it would really help to get some consistency back there. And just, well, even if you put someone like Mazraoui in there, and even if you put someone like Goretzka in there, this is more of a problem now than it will be in the future. Because in the future, this system is going to be something everybody knows, everybody has played like a huge number of times, and everybody is going to know it, and everybody is going to know how it works with the other guy next to them, and so on. So I think this is just what you're going to see in a season like this, where you get a lot of new guys in, and also you start with a pretty new kind of system, and just, yeah, lots of changes there. And yeah, this is, you just have to expect something like that. But I think what I had meant to mention earlier, and what I really want to mention now, is I really don't like the quality of chances that we have been allowing, because I think I framed it a bit differently when I was talking about the game before, because we have been dominating these games. Some of these chances that we allow are just, terrible, and that really should not happen, because I think we are just getting too many goals for the opposition out of really not much, And yeah, this is just individual mistakes that I really do not like. And of course, some of those come from the backline, right? And yeah, this is, I think, the biggest problem we saw here. Let me get the numbers real quick. Yeah, it was like 7 shots by Stuttgart again and 19 by Bayern. So that this is pretty, pretty clear situation. That's not something you would expect to end up with a 2-2, right? So yeah, I think it's just these situations where you don't, where you're not fully concentrating, where you not exactly know what the other guy is doing, and then is a huge opening, and then it goes wrong very quickly. I think this is just what we have been seeing there. And yeah, again, I want to emphasize that again too. It's mostly not on the fullbacks because they have done a really good job there, and I'm happy, of course, for Nusair Mesraoui that he is getting these chances now, and I really hope that in the future the question of are you going to field Pavard or are you going to start with Mesraoui is going to be a conscious decision depending on, well, what are we going to need in the next game? Because as I said, they have very different skill sets. Pavard's shots are great. Pavard is strong defensively. Mesraoui is quick. Mesraoui is a good dribbler. Mesraoui is very good at going inside and kind of pitching in central midfield, basically. So that they can give you very different things, and it should just be a decision of, okay, we're playing these guys now. We want to do this tonight. So today we need Nusair Mesraoui, or tonight we need Benjamin Pavard. Yeah, and this could be great if we get to the state where we know we can trust both of those guys, and we can just, well, use the tool that we need for the current problem.
Wouldn't you love for us to go from not having a single right back that you want to see starting in a match to having two within the space of one season? I think all Bayern fans would be happy about that. But let's kind of turn our attention and talk about the game against Barcelona on Tuesday, when Bayern Munich will be facing off against former player Robert Lewandowski and a much improved Barcelona side. We can sit here and talk about the I don't know if I want to say ethics or morality behind what they did this summer. We can talk about, you know, their transfer business and how that all played out. But no matter how it went down, they do have a much improved squad from what they did last season, and they have looked really good to start off this campaign. And so, Tim, you know, heading into this game, I think Bayern probably are labeled as the favorites by most, but I have to ask, do you see it the same way as well, or do you think there's extra motivation from this Barcelona side after, you know, the way that all of the games in recent years against Bayern have gone for them?
Yeah, I think both teams are going to be very motivated for different reasons, and I think there's going to be a lot of individual motivation. Obviously, Bayern are going to want to show we didn't need you anyway. It's going to be so difficult to talk about this without mentioning his name. So apologies to the person that said Tim said his name. Oh my God, Tim said his name last time. Yeah, Lewandowski, let's just get that out of the way. He's going to want to show I did the right thing by going to Barcelona, because he's now getting the recognition for doing fundamentally the same thing that he was doing at Bayern. He's scoring goals from inside the box, outside the box, headers, long shots, whatever it is. He's doing what he was doing at Bayern, at Barcelona, and now people care. Great. Good for him. Happy days. He's going to want to show Bayern, look, this is what I was capable of doing. And, you know, it's over. Like, I'm happy now, whatever. Bayern are going to want to see, or they're going to want to display that we were fine without you. Look at how great we're doing. We're thriving now. We're capable of scoring from all manner of places. Like, everybody's doing really well. We're all happy. I also think there's the club versus club thing of Barcelona are going to probably want to get some form of revenge on the way that Bayern were dealing with the Lewandowski transfer, of like constantly rejecting every quite pitiful offer that Barcelona put forward. So there's that, there's all of these like individual stories, but fundamentally the issue is Barcelona are better now than they were last season. It's a low bar to reach, but they certainly did it. And all it took was a complete renovation of their entire team. Well done them. It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what guys like Dembele are capable of, because he was, his whole thing's been quite a strange few years at Barcelona, because I think like earlier this season he was on the way out. I think he was going to go to Paris or somewhere in England. I don't really know, but now he's there, and the revolution that he's had is that you could make the argument that he is their most important player right now. I think he's been such a great asset for them, and with a very competent centre forward. No disrespect intended to Memphis Depay, but obviously when you have that other guy up top, it does become a lot easier to score. And if people like Ansu Fati or even Rafinha, the other Rafinha, not the one that I like, if he's playing, there is capability there. I think Bayern were like very fortunate last season to face a Barcelona that never really looked like they could score. It was always going to be a big struggle. They had Depay, they had Martin Braithwaite, and okay, that's cool, like that's something, and Luke de Jong, and it's great, but now they actually have a proper strike force. I'm not too concerned about how Bayern's defence is going to be against that. I think this is probably going to be the better attack that Bayern would have faced so far. I don't think that's too much of a stretch to say that. But I'm not too scared about Bayern, about the defenders, whether it's De Ligt, whether it's Upamecano, whether it's Hernandez, Pavard, Stanisic even. I really like what Stanisic has been doing in the past, in his past few appearances. I'm not too worried about that. The thing that Bayern are going to need to do is show that they can score. They need to, or not even they need to show that they can score, they absolutely need to score several goals. Because, you know, say what you want about him, that guy scores goals. He scores goals for fun, and we're all very familiar with it. So if Bayern can do something to mitigate the issues that they had today against Stuttgart, and also the issues of facing a very, very competent striker, they need to do everything that they can to do that. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for Sané to show, you know, he was in a slump, but now he's there. I think it's going to be a great game for Musiala. Obviously, Müller famously does really well against Barcelona, so it's going to be good for him. And also for Sadio Mane. I think this is going to be one of the most watched Bayern games this season, and this is going to be a good opportunity for Sadio Mane to say, I'm glad that I'm here. Because, you know, Liverpool's season isn't going brilliantly, and there was a lot of chatter around, like, why would he want to leave? Why would he want to go to Bayern? This is the game to say, this is why you go to Bayern, and this is what I'm offering the team now. It's going to be a good game. I'm disappointed that I couldn't make it, but tickets were very expensive to get there. So instead, I get to watch it at home, which is a shame, because I was really looking forward to shouting all manner of things at someone, whoever it is. But yeah, otherwise, I'm really excited, and it should be a really, really good game. But it's going to be a lot closer than it was last season.
Are you suggesting that by you not being in the stadium, that's going to somehow prevent you from shouting all manner of things at he who will not be named?
I'm going to try. I don't think my voice will carry from like South London all the way to Munich, but I don't know. I studied drama when I was younger. I can like project to the back of the room. So maybe I've got a chance.
All right. Well, Sebastian, Tim kind of gave his thoughts, his overall thoughts on the match. He name dropped Sadio Mane as someone that he kind of expects or wants to see step up and improve. Okay, this is why I came to Bayern. So maybe briefly, could you give us kind of your overall thoughts and feelings heading into the game in terms of how optimistic you're feeling for Bayern? Maybe even then talk about, you know, what the lineup you want to see is, and who do you think is going to be maybe a difference maker? Who's going to be key for Bayern in this match?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be an interesting game, no doubt. It's going to be interesting to see what this Bayern offense can do against a rather strong, a rather compact kind of midfield that Barcelona is fielding. That's going to be interesting to see. And then, of course, also, I really hope that our defense get their stuff together, because otherwise this could be a bit of a problem. But I'm kind of optimistic, because I think mentality is absolutely not going to be an issue. That's the good thing. I think we know all there is to know about how to defend Lewandowski. I don't think they know how to crack our defense necessarily, because our defense is very much changed. So I guess this is kind of something that's kind of helping us. Yeah, it's going to be quite the game, because obviously emotions are going to be very strong there. And yeah, I'm just also curious, because this new Barcelona, they haven't had a real test yet. I think with Bayern, we kind of had interesting games already. Definitely the Inter game, that's a strong team to face. So that's definitely something there. Barcelona, I mean, they played Sevilla already. Okay. But other than that, it's just not really necessarily the big ones. So yeah, this we should not put like too much into what Barcelona has done so far. Okay, they scored a lot of goals against relatively weak opposition. So yeah, okay, it happens. We're going to have to see what it actually means when they face a proper club like Bayern Munich, of course. So I'm not at all scared there. I kind of agree with a lot of things you guys said. It's weird when they are probably going to start both De Jong and Dembele. I don't know. They don't seem like the kinds of guys who completely identify with that club, to say the least. I don't know. I mean, they are very different cases. With De Jong, he probably very much identified with that club, but... Well, I just cannot imagine that he would be 100% happy at this club right now, and that he just forgets everything that happened over his transfer period. Like, oh, so now we can pay you, so let's forget about all of that, I guess. No, I think it's just a very weird situation what they have been doing there. Well, all of that aside, though, how are we going to play in this game? I think you have to. You have to trust De Ligt in the back line. I think I cannot see us going back there necessarily. You have to expect Barcelona to play a lot over the wing. You have to expect crosses coming in. And I think De Ligt is just the better guy against that compared to Lucas Hernandez. So I think that's what I would do there. Also, the next question, of course, is who are you going to use at right back? I'm pretty sure it's going to be Pavard. I think starting Masraoui today was one reason for that was giving Pavard a rest. So I definitely expect Pavard to play, although I think Masraoui would be interesting, because a potential weakness of this team is that they have two wingers who like to be up front, who like to go forward, and they have two fullbacks who are not necessarily the fastest players in the world. So I think having another fast guy on the wing with Masraoui could be interesting, could be helpful, but I don't see it happening. I think we're going to start Pavard, which is fine, I would say. In midfield, I think the rest is clear back there. In midfield, I think... Right now, you have to field your strongest lineup that you can. And I think that probably contains Marcel Sabitzer right now. I would probably go back to that. Keep Goretzka on the bench next to Ryan Gravenberch. I think that's what you have to do there. And then I think you have to find a combination up front that probably doesn't include Serge Gnabry, although it's... I mean, this is the kind of game where you kind of can expect Serge Gnabry to suddenly score three goals or something like that. That would not be unlike him, I would say. But you're probably not gonna do that. So I think you definitely start Mane just for all his experience. you do the same with Müller for largely the same reasons. And then I think you go Musiala and Sané. I think that's what you have to do, because they have been showing that they are just very sharp right now, that they're on top form. And I think that's what you're going to do there, with probably Müller and Mane kind of up front. Müller interpreting that in his typical way, of course. And yeah, trying to have Musiala and Sané not look like wingers all too much. Of course, you need to probably spread out that three-man midfield Barcelona has there. You need to spread that out a bit, so you cannot stay too tight in the middle. But yeah, I think that's what's going to happen there.
If you have a front four of Sadio Mane, Thomas Müller, Jamal Musiala, and Leroy Sané, I know Bayern Munich haven't looked excellent in the Bundesliga recently, but that front four has still got to be scary for any opponent. I mean, Sané has really been in really good form recently. He was Bayern's best player against Inter Milan, and he does seem to kind of step it up in the Champions League, especially in the group stage like he did last season. Obviously, Musiala has been incredible in every single game that he's played, and although Mané hasn't maybe been as good as he should have been yet, he's still scoring goals with ease. And once he gets that offside situation taken care of, it's going to be game over for a lot of people. But Tim, anything to add? Do you see the potential starting 11 looking any different, or do you think Sebastian's right there?
No, I think it's spot on. I guess, like, in terms of that, their midfield three, I want to see Bayern go back to that 4-3-2, because I think that's been the best that we've played this season. I'd probably say that's probably been the best that we've played for a good few years, actually. I think that's probably the best way to go about it, because it does give you, it gives you, like, more men in the middle, or with Kimmich and Sabitzer, Musiala, Müller, of course. Is the whole front four will be all over the place. Sané is obviously really good at tracking back. I think that's probably, like, the biggest credit that you can give him in the past couple of seasons, is the fact that he was always criticized for his lack of defensive abilities, but he will sprint in any direction to win the ball these days, and that's really good. Obviously, Mane's defensive contributions shouldn't go unmentioned either. So in terms of that midfield dominance, I think Bayern could easily go, like, man to man with each of them. That's obviously the thing that I've been kind of talking about for a good couple of years now, how Bayern need to have, like, that midfield trio. I think there's every possibility that Bayern could have, you know, six guys in the middle at any one point. So I don't think that's it's too ridiculous to say get rid of whatever it was that we've been doing in the past couple of weeks and instead go back to how things were in the first few months, or the first, like, well, not first few months, but the first couple of games, where it was just so dominant and it was just attack, 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 and it didn't really look like there was any, like, defensive deficiencies. But yeah, as a whole, I agree with the players that Sebastian suggested. I would love to see that team start, but primarily I want to see that 4-3-2 again.
All right. Well, Bayern do play Barcelona on Tuesday in the Champions League. It's going to be a huge match, probably the biggest one of the week. And then they continue the Bundesliga next Saturday against Augsburg before heading into the first international break of the season. And they're definitely going to want to head into that with two wins under their belt heading into it. But that is all the time that we have for this episode. So if you've enjoyed listening today, or if you're a regular fan of the podcast and you haven't done this already, please do us a favor and leave us a 5-star review. We would greatly appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a few ways that you can do that. You can email us at superbayernpod@gmail.com or follow us over on Twitter @superbayernpod and keep up to date with us there. All of our episodes can be found on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, we're probably going to be there. As always, thank you for listening. Go out and tell your friends, and we'll talk to you next time.